The AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety reports in Washington State, fatal accidents involving drivers who'd recently used marijuana doubled after voters in that state legalized recreational marijuana use. And the group says that's relevant in Arizona since voters may decide a similar ballot measure this fall. Linda Gorman is the Director of Public Affairs and Communications at AAA Arizona.
While this doesn't necessarily point to a positive correlation between marijuana and crashes, it does provide an eye-opening, I think, look into what states might experience if they legalize marijuana. So we recognize that more research is needed, but it does provide perhaps an alarming look at what can happen after marijuana is legalized and after people use marijuana and get behind the wheel.
Arizona is obviously one of those states that could be deciding this question. There's a ballot measure that may be on the ballot in November. Mm-hmm. Is this report a position on the part of AAA one way or the other on that?
No, we don't take a position on marijuana use, nor do we take a position, you know, on alcohol use. However, what we do want to provide is some interesting dialogue and some additional dialogue on how, you know, legalizing this drug may have unintended consequences, so that if states are looking to legalize it, we need to make sure that our existing impairment laws are up to date, they include the most recent research, and that they are relevant and can help identify and target those drivers who are most impaired.
What kinds of updates or changes do you think the impairment driving laws need in Arizona?
Mm-hmm. Well, currently Arizona has a zero tolerance for many drugs, really illicit drugs, including marijuana, which means that it is illegal to drive a vehicle if you are impaired to the slightest degree. So that means that if you are found by a blood test to have any trace of THC, which is the impairment component in marijuana, you could be charged with impairment. Now, while that sounds at face value like that would be sufficient, unfortunately, recent research has shown that it is not an accurate correlation to look at THC amounts and judge by impairment. So if you think about it, there's a lot of research decades of research that have gone into alcohol and driving. We know, for example, that a person's blood alcohol level at 0.05, 0.08 demonstrate consistent impairment. We don't know that about marijuana. There hasn't been the same type of research, and we don't know how really it impairs people in terms of the amount correlating to the amount of THC in their system.
Has Arizona seen an increase in traffic accidents in the years since medical marijuana has become legal here?
Well, the interesting thing about, and that also points to another element that needs to be addressed if states look at legalizing marijuana, is that currently state crash records separate these types of crashes into alcohol and drugged driving. And so we don't right now have a way to accurately track marijuana impaired driving. And so we believe that states that, including Arizona, states that do consider legalizing marijuana, that the data collection is allowed to, or you're allowed to categorize and track marijuana impairment.
I hate to ask you to speculate about mm-hmm. something that might be going on illegally, but I'm curious if you think that if marijuana becomes legal in Arizona, mm-hmm. do you think that there will be appreciably more people using it here than there are right now?
Well, you know, when we looked at Washington State, and of course this is people self-reporting, but before the drug was legalized, they found that about 7.5% of the public admitted to using cannabis. After the drug was legalized for recreational use, that went up to about 10.5%. Now, to the extent that it increases, or the extent that people are more willing to admit it because the drug is now legal, you know, that's an important factor to consider too.
Linda Gorman is the Director of Public Affairs and Communications at AAA Arizona. The campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol has been collecting signatures to put this issue to Arizona voters in November. Barrett Marson is the group's spokesman.
You know, it's important to point out, the study points it out, as a matter of fact, that just because someone had THC in their system, that wasn't necessarily responsible for the crash. In addition, nearly half of the drivers who did test positive for marijuana also tested positive for alcohol, and about a quarter tested positive for drugs other than marijuana.
Marcin doesn't dispute there's less research about the effects of THC than alcohol on drivers. He also points out a study in Colorado, where recreational pot use is also legal, shows fewer drivers were cited for a marijuana-related DUI last year than in prior years. But Marcin says if Arizona voters legalize it here, lawmakers will have some work to do.
There is no doubt that Arizona should be up to date with its impairment laws. That is absolutely something we support. That is important to do.